Our interaction with higher beings. Spiritual life requires a process of purification that allows us gradually to develop contact with the transcendental realm. As mentioned earlier, we do not have to leave this physical body to know that God consciousness is real. We can have a personal relationship with the Lord right here and now, and we can also interact with demigods, archangels, or angels. These experiences are accessible in the immediate present if we develop sufficient consciousness of the higher realms. We are actually in the spiritual kingdom at every moment, although we may not realize it because our spiritual faculties are dormant. The spiritual process is one of waking up these faculties so that we can experience the spiritual bliss that has been available all along. Beings in the invisible realm can have a powerful impact on our lives. According to the Vedas, there are 33 million types of demigods, some pious and others impious. Although the impious demigods have a powerful connection to the Lord, they are mischievous or deviant. They resemble people who have been involved in a bona fide spiritual system but have then chosen to turn away. In contrast, the pious demigods are very God-conscious and act for the benefit of everyone. In addition to the pious and impious demigods, there are asuras, or demons. These demons often have the same powers as the demigods, but they try to bring about chaos in order to destroy God consciousness. When we examine ancient mythology, Greek, Roman, or Indian, for example, we find that we often dismiss as myths those stories about events that are inconceivable to our present levels of understanding. Yet the ideas and themes of these stories about gods and demigods are universal across the traditions, suggesting that at one time there actually were regular interactions between beings on this planet and those in the heavenly kingdoms. But now, as we have seen, the planet has become so thickly covered with mundane collective consciousness that these beings are not eager to come, and many higher beings who once had the assignment to work on this plane no longer do so, preferring a more receptive environment. Many years ago, the author's spiritual master was attending a worship service in New York City. Despite all the devoted attention he was receiving from those present, he seemed distracted and, with a smile on his face, was staring intently at a particular spot in the room. Later, in his private quarters, disciples asked him what he was looking at and smiling about. He replied that Narada Muni, a powerful transcendental being who travels in different universes on behalf of the Lord, had appeared in the midst of the worship to communicate with him. Even now, such exalted beings occasionally appear if the environment is sufficiently spiritual.